The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
We usually start the show with Chris's question. That's me. I'm Chris. And I have a question. And it's they vary. Today I saw something about fictional animals.
Okay.
So I was wondering, in your opinion, what do you guys think the most famous fictional bear is?
Fictional bear. Okay.
Like of all the like Winnie the Pooh, Baloo, Paddington, Smokey, Yogi. Like who do you think is the most well known internationally?
Teddy Ruxpin. No.
Oh wow, I forgot.
Kidding.
About
I was kidding. Internationally would probably be Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh?
I would think, yes.
I would think so.
Now, again, we don't know how much these bears have infiltrated into other societies. I mean, like, I don't know which one.
Well, Paddington.
In Japan.
Oh, Paddington, yeah.
Paddington, for instance, is so famous that they did, for the 2012 Olympics, they did, like, in the opening ceremonies, the Queen did a scene with Paddington Bear,
because it's in England.
No, but meaning the bear is so
famous in England.
Enough.
It's an English,
we all know
it's an English
here.
Bear. Yeah,
like two movies.
Yogi Bear would be
pretty huge.
More
pretty
famous in like America.
Pretty huge Yogi Bear. What about Fozzie Bear?
From
the Muppets, International. The Muppets translated to other languages and played in other places.
I would imagine, yeah.
But I don't think
Berenstain Bears, like were there books translated in other languages and all, you know, passed around children around the world? I don't know.
What about, did you say Baloo the bear? Did you say him?
I did say Baloo.
From the Jungle Book?
Well, it was probably
Disney's pretty big, right? So people know who Baloo was.
What about Kung Fu Panda? That's Kung Fu. It's got to be Kung Fu Panda.
Good. Maybe. Yeah, I don't, it's hard
definitely
to say.
Definitely translated, definitely toured, movies seen everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Its fourth movie just came out.
You're just saying most famous, not most beloved, right?
Yeah, like just most well known.
Because Kung Fu Panda can kick rocks for
me. You don't like Jack Black?
I don't like pandas.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's called Wrap the Pandas for you.
They're sketchy looking.
Probably what decade, too? Like Smokey was probably real well known for a while there with people. I mean, probably should bring him back with the amount of forest fires we have going on. But
what about the little off the board here, the Chicago Bears, NFL, very popular across the planet.
It's not a character, really.
No.
Nobody knows the character.
It's a fictional bear. I see.
Do they have a bear as a mascot?
I don't know, but I would friggin' hope.
Okay, so
wouldn't that be a tragedy?
And I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't
Chris
know,
doesn't know.
No, I know, but the name.
Then we wouldn't. Thinking, yeah. Then they probably don't.
The Charmin Bears?
They're the worst bears.
Why are they the worst bears?
Because they're peddling inferior products.
Oh, you, that's like right. Them. You say it's dusty.
Way too dusty, right. The Charmin stuff.
Yeah. All right, well. It's got to be
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah,
yeah, Winnie or Kung Fu Panda. Those would be my top two.
I would
probably
think Winnie the Pooh. Someone.
Okay.
There's got to be another famous bear.
What do you mean there's got to be? I mean, they named like 10
bears.
There's
a lot of famous bears.
I know. Are we missing
Yogi, them? Paddington, yeah. Winnie, Baloo, Smokey, Fozzie.
And then don't forget Boo Boo. Yogi and Boo Boo. Boo Boo also all bear.
The brother is your father's son.
Couldn't tell you. Never was
I think
never
they were
a
just
fan
friends.
Of those
I think they were just friends.
Boo Boo wasn't a child?
No.
I don't know.
I thought Boo Boo was the same age, you just little.
I just found Yogi Bear and Boo Boo to be kind of annoying.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
He's a dwarf bear.
Yeah, see? He's just a regular dude.
Cut off from the thing. Boo Boo is Yogi Bear's constant companion, not his son, as sometimes believed.
Hmm. It's his buddy issue. His
little guy.
Short friend. What about Ted? We forgot about Ted.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Definitely not.
There's a lot of bears around there.
No, they're the best.
Like, as characters. Huh. What about that bear in The Revenant? No?
Oh, the one that
takes Leo?
Takes Leo?
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola
aggressively.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, bears, eh?
Eh?
We solved nothing.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
There's a new list of things that age you faster.
Okay.
But these are bad habits.
Being married, having children on that list?
No, they should be one too, but they're not. So, not brushing your teeth.
Okay, well, that's just gross.
link between gingivitis and heart disease.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Also, you look older when your teeth are yellow. Bad sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's everybody. Yeah. Very few people I know have good sleep, either a lot of it or sleep well. Chronic stress.
Yep. A lot of people have that.
A lot of that's out of our control, too. Too much booze. Obviously.
I can see that being an effect.
That's in your control, though.
Yeah, yes, that one is. That one is. Yeah. And that's not a secret, I don't think. Not exercising, bad diet. So those are like the three they always say. Too much sun and smoking. So like none of these are really...
No, there's no head scratchers there.
And vaping is now, the studies are showing it's not good for your skin either. So, yeah. So don't smoke. Stay out of the sun. Eat better. Sleep better. Stress less.
Exercise a bit.
And exercise a little bit.
All the things we've been told our entire lives.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I don't know how this is any part of this. There's nothing like a new thing in there. Like,
did someone get funded for this study?
I'm not sure.
It's from Fox News.
Okay. Well, it must be true then.
Has to be.
Everything on Fox News is true.
Mm. They're the only ones telling the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so you know the things that you've been told your entire life that you don't, that most of us ignore, just keep ignoring them. It won't make a difference.
Yeah,
I mean, you're gonna die anyway, right? We're all gonna die.
Yeah,
it just depends on how soon it is.
Yeah, how you look when you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the last five. I think if you take care of yourself for the first whatever, your last five are usually hopefully better.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But who knows, right?
Yeah, you never really know.
Well, when we get there, I guess.
We will, yeah. Well, no, when we get there.
When we get there.
But, you know, I'm sure these help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you hear stories. You're like, my God, how'd you live till 110? Well, I had a glass of whiskey every day. You know?
I think
you don't hear some people genetically are built to.
Yeah. Or the dumber you are, the longer you live, I think, sometimes. Because you have less stress.
Less stress?
Yeah.
Yeah, stress is a big one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is a big
one. If you just tumble through life, you're probably going to be fine.
What if you do both? Like, I do both. I both tumble and stress.
That's true.
but you stress about your tumbling.
Yeah.
If you tumble through life, but you don't stress about it, you're just like, yeah, it is what it is.
Not even recognize.
No, that's what I mean. Like, why can I be, I'm not smart enough not to tumble, but I'm too dumb to not stress. I'm too dumb to not tumble, but not smart enough to not stress.
Oh, you got
or
it.
Or the other way, whatever.
You hit the nail on the head there.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know what
you're
saying.
Like, I'm not smart enough to avoid the tumbling, but I'm not dumb enough to not care that I'm tumbling.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. Yeah.
You know?
No, I think that's the situation for most of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
Mm-hmm. Being so smart.
Because you don't want to be
like... No, I'm not smart.
No, that's the thing. You're
but I'm not
smart
dumb enough either.
Yeah. You're just a little bit too smart.
Like, I'm smart enough to know I'm an idiot, but not dumb enough to not
to be
care that I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? It's the worst.
Yeah, what a battle.
Anyways, stay out of the sun. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Guys, I'm going to go first, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just a quick one here. I did not know that viruses, like the viruses, did not just attack, like a lot of animals, like humans and animals
living
and stuff
things?
Like that. Like they actually also attack plants.
Did you learn nothing on Facebook over the last 4 years?
No, I knew bacteria and fungus and stuff like that attack plant life, but I did not know viruses also. But anyways, there's a viral disease that is ravishing the cacao trees in West Africa. That's where more than half the world's chocolate comes from.
Okay.
And it's a problem.
So there's going to be a chocolate shortage?
Yes, it's called the cacao swollen shoot virus disease, or CSSVD, and it's spread thanks to the mealybugs that feed on the trees.
Okay.
Once infected, they exhibit symptoms like swelling of the stems and roots, red veins on immature leaves. Anyways, it's not good for the trees.
And it just doesn't produce the cocoa beans?
Yeah, they lose between 15% and 20% of their harvest.
Okay.
So they are now treating the trees with a vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah. The CSSVD vaccines, and they do work. The problem is they're very expensive, and many of these farmers are low paid, and obviously they don't have the dough to afford them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, that sucks for the farmers.
So chocolate will get more expensive, folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something you need, so I'm not too concerned about it for me. I feel for the poor farmers who try and make a living from it.
Yes.
But, But personally, I'll be fine without eating chocolate.
Yeah, we all would be fine without eating chocolate. So, you know, but that's just so you know, if you see the price go up on chocolate, that's why.
Okay.
It's not some massive conspiracy, unless you think this virus was also planted on purpose.
Engineered, yeah.
Yeah.
By Big Coco.
Yeah, Big Coco. Who wants to go next? Jason?
I'll go next. All right. So, anytime we talk about how people brush their teeth, there's always controversy. But they've done a study, and apparently 37% of people brush their teeth with hot water, which I know is appalling to some others. I brush my teeth with hot water.
Because I brush my teeth in the shower, right?
Yeah. I do everything in the shower except poo.
Which, if you had to in a pinch, you could.
You could.
Of course.
It's not the most pleasant environment. Yeah, you do know.
Ew. We're brushing our teeth. How did this get to pooing in the shower?
Well, because he does everything but.
Everything but.
In the shower.
Yeah, and Jamie said he did it.
I know that it works. Yeah. You know.
But yeah,
stick to the topic.
So if you brush your teeth with hot water, there's 37% of you that do it, and it's okay.
So, am I crazy for rotating?
Oh, sorry.
Am I crazy for rotating back and forth?
What do you mean,
like, one night I'll do cold, one night I'll do warm, just at the sink. Is that crazy?
Why would you put warm water on your teeth?
It's more comforting.
Yeah, for people who have like super sensitive teeth, I guess the more body temperature water is better for them. That's all.
This is weird. It's not supposed to be warm.
I see. Yeah.
If I'm at the sink, I'll use cold water. Okay. But if I'm in the shower, I like showering in hot water. So,
do you keep your toothbrush and toothpaste in the shower, or do you bring it in with you and bring it back out?
Yeah, we have one of those corner racks. It sits up high.
Just keep it all in there. Okay. Yeah. So, like, your butt juice, when it flies up, lands on your toothbrush, and the next day you brush your teeth with your butt juice?
Well, people that keep their toothbrush next to their toilet, basically, just have...
Who keeps it next to the toilet?
Well, the counter is next to the toilet.
In a lot of cases,
Small bathroom, someone's got their toothbrush there, and they get, like, stuff...
Yeah, flying up. Mine's on the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm. We'll be fine. Everyone's going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll brush your
teeth how you like, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't... That's not something I would, like...
No.
Judge somebody for, the temperature of their toothbrush water.
Yeah.
You know?
But thank God they did that study.
Yeah. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, it seems the story of the season, and maybe the summer, are these cicadas.
It's
bugs.
A big deal.
Because there's going to be a trillion, because there's a double batch or a double brood of them that are going to hatch. You know, like cicadas are the bugs that hatch every like 13 years.
There's two species, one every 17, seven, yeah. one every, or 17 or seven?
Yeah, I think 17, I think.
One every 13, and they're both hatching the same time this year.
So loud.
And that's what's the story.
I haven't noticed any yet. Have you guys noticed any yet? Not here yet.
I think it's too cold. I think it's a little too cold. So it's in the southern states of America.
Mm.
It's coming up. This is they're getting 911 calls about the noises from stuff like that in South Carolina.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
So they had to tell people, please stop calling 911 for the sound of the cicadas.
I'd rather hear the cicadas than that guy talk all day.
I don't know about that, Jason.
One of the dumbest accents in the world.
Yeah, but it's calming. Rather than...
My lord, he's not saying dumb things.
Yeah. No, it's just,
you know.
I expect him to with that accent.
It is what it is.
That in New York.
Yeah. It is associated with dumb things. But yeah, I don't know. It's good. But they've talked about it nonstop.
Yeah.
For like a year, warning everybody this is coming. Why are you still calling 911?
Yeah, it's silly.
Like, what do you do? I guess if you don't know. But how do you not know?
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the cicada.
And it's not a new sound. It's not like they're only, like, they're here every year. There's just different batches of them. This just happens to be a double
super
batch.
Super loud.
But, like, why is everyone...
It's like the spring peepers around here.
Frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like trillions. Like, trillions of them is going to be loud.
Oh, will for be sure.
Imagine a guy's lawnmower running all the time, like, cutting in all hours of the night. Because that's what they said it would sound like, a lawnmower, right?
Yeah.
Like, imagine your neighbor was cutting his lawn all day and all night.
I'd sleep through it. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
But you would understand why some people might call somebody about it, right?
No.
You're calling about bug noises.
I wouldn't.
Like, no,
what do you want? You want the police to come out and shoot the cicadas? Like, what do you want?
Never mind. I understand that they can't do anything about that.
Then why would you call them?
Because people, I think, are confused at what the sound is. I don't know if they know it's the bugs.
they've heard the bugs before. They've heard them their whole lives.
It's just not
making
loud,
excuses so for these idiots that are calling
911. They're confused. A little confused. Yeah,
like, I heard this noise before, but it's louder this year. I'm going to call the police to get them to come shoot these bugs right out of their noise-making mouths.
The sheriff said, quote, "Unfortunately, it's the sounds of nature." Unfortunately, it's the sounds of nature.
Send out the fire department and they can spray down the trees with that water and get these bugs out of the goddamn trees. Like, what? Who are you calling? All right. Anyway. They're coming here,
too. They're coming here, too.
So when they do arrive.
Don't call the police.
Yes, do not call the police.
They're just bugs.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You call us. You leave us a message. 24 hours a day. We play them at 640-ish and 840-ish every day. Could be absolutely anything you want us to share with the world. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, there's things in the world that just don't mix, right? Oil and water, among other things. One of them being our pal Robert, a Leaf game and his birthday.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hey, big fire pieces. What game last night? I should have been telling you. Against Boston, and Boston scores and a bunch of hogwash, you know. Anyway, it's only game two. So anyway, guys, I'm 60 days sober, but it's my birthday. I'm getting hammered. Have a nice day, guys. And go, Leafs, go.
Robert, stay on it, man.
Yeah.
How many days was he?
60 days sober.
Robert.
You can do it.
Come on, buddy. They're cheering for you.
Don't let the Leafs drive you to that.
No.
You can do it.
You can slip. You're allowed to slip, but just get back.
Yeah, get back. Get back on that.
Come on, man. We want you around.
It was right. It was a bit of hogwash last night. Some of the
he's not wrong.
It was a bit of hogwash.
Yeah. That's not... not Robert.
You can do it, bro.
Yeah, you can do it. Come on, hang in there. All right, what else?
Okay.
Just comes about the right time as the trees are blossoming. You should talk about the best trees we got in the world. You know, you got trees with really sad names that look beautiful, like the weeping willow. Trees that give you ooey-gooey goodness, like the maple tree. Trees that absolutely smell delicious, like the pine. Let me know what you think.
What does he want us to do with trees?
Talk about the best trees in the world.
All right. I enjoy pine trees because they're green all year round.
Yeah. I like a weeping willow.
I do like a willow.
I do like a weeping willow.
There was a weeping willow behind my house as a kid down by the creek. We used to climb it all the time.
The creek, yeah.
They prefer to be near water, right? The weeping willows. That's why I usually see them around.
Yeah.
Boy, did those branches hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whipping with a willow? Yeah.
Like a whipping willow. You know what I've never
cool
seen?
Pretty cool trees in Africa. If you get to see some real
baobab trees and stuff.
Yeah, those are pretty interesting.
I've never seen, because I've never really been, I've been east, I've been other continents. I've never been to the western part of our own country.
Okay.
It's too expensive. The big redwood.
Love to see the big ones, you know?
Yeah. Very impressive. I've never seen, like, the giant
like that,
ones.
Like, the ones you can drive a car through? Like, I want to see that.
Oh, the California redwoods?
Yeah, I imagine that is impressive.
Oh, they're big trees, boy. Yeah. That is a big tree.
Yeah.
Got the cherry blossoms in Japan. I mean, there's lots of really nice trees. Trees are great. I don't think I have a preferred one. The ones with the weak roots that fall down when the wind blows and knock power out, those.
Yeah, they suck.
Those softies can kick rocks. But besides that, all right, James.
They can leaf.
Yeah, they can leaf.
We got an unpopular opinion here. Okay. Sure. Last one here.
Got another unpopular opinion here. Spaghetti. Gross. Never liked it. I don't know. I guess it's just along noodles. I just think it's revolting. Bye.
Revolting?
I don't know if it's revolting. It is more bothersome to eat. Like, there's a better way of conveying sauce into your face from noodles. Like, it's not as messy.
I like an angel hair, though, man. I don't know why. I love angel hair. That's not spaghetti, I know, but that's...
I prefer a linguine to a spaghetti noodle.
Really? Flapping.
Yeah.
That's what, when I think of linguine, I think every time you get near the end of a noodle. Big flat wing catching sail of a noodle.
Like, I like a big noodle.
Oh, we know.
Like
like a
Shanghai noodle. Like a Shanghai noodle. Like when you go and get a Shanghai noodle, nice thick noodle.
Jamie likes a big, thick noodle.
That's the one with thick noodle. Mm. Yeah. No, and Farfalle's bow tie.
You're
thinking,
oh, is it?
Pepperdelle. He's thinking Pepperdelle. It's all right. Doesn't know his pasta.
I just like saying Farfalle.
Farfalle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've never found it revolting.
No.
No. But, it's just pasta.
Yeah, it's just flour and yeah, egg and...
Sorry. I mean, it's obviously a texture thing salt for that fella, yeah, so...
Yeah. I love that song. That's my favorite Christmas song, too.
Yeah, I know. You bring it up every time. Yeah. You think you're so smart with your boys are back in town
just
theory.
Say, you could just say, you're right.
Because it's Christmas. It's the only time all the boys would be back.
Are they
in town
all coming back for Thanksgiving?
What if it's summer?
They all coming
what
back
if it's
for
summer?
Easter?
What if they're away at school and they just come back for the summer?
All,
I think there's a lot of
travel.
Summer, I think there's a lot of
travel.
I think there's a lot of summertime messaging in that song. If you listen to what their boys are doing when they're back in town, it's not stuff you do around Christmas. It's stuff you do in the summer.
But when are all the boys always back in town? Christ. It's Christmas
play the
time.
Contest, please. Oh,
okay, that's good. All
right, yeah.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Auto. What?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
That is correct. $500 in fuel. Don't forget, CAA members save 3 cents a liter at Shell. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass and come back with your first answer. For each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that has all that fuel on it. You're going to win it no matter what. Who we got?
Wendy is on the phone.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
What you doing?
On the way to work.
Okay.
At a Wendy's?
No.
Where does Wendy work?
Wendy works at Motion. We sell accessible equipment.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you. So you're helpful to people. Appreciate that.
And thanks for answering. Yeah. Everyone always just says, oh, you know, a place with doors. Like, you know, people are always so vague
otherwise
about where
they
work.
So secret about their job. Yeah. Anyways, all right, Wendy. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city's lake is home to an island that has one of the biggest populations of free-roaming bison in America?
Salt Lake City.
Who played Michael Corleone in The Godfather?
Al Pacino.
On what street will you find the Parliament buildings?
Sussex.
What famous telescope was placed into orbit 34 years ago today?
Hubble.
What is a better hand gesture to compliment someone, thumbs up or a salute?
Thumbs up.
All right. Answered quick.
And
let's go over your answer. What is better a better hand gesture to compliment someone, thumbs up or a salute? You said thumbs up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's the answer here.
I think so.
Also, sure. Childish. Yeah.
Like a salute works too, though. Mm-hmm. But salute's more like a respect thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like,
true.
Yes, okay. I don't know. Either one.
I often give an ironic thumbs up to people.
Yeah. Well, it's usually a double.
Yeah.
Winner.
You can also give ironic salutes.
Yeah.
Can you give this? Oh, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
You could. You pass me that pen. All force. Yes. Anyway.
What famous telescope was placed into orbit 34 years ago today? You knew it was the Hubble telescope. On what street will you find the Parliament buildings? You said Sussex. The answer is Wellington.
Wellington.
Who played Michael Corleone in The Godfather? You said Al Pacino. That's correct. He's 84 years old today.
Did he just have a kid or something? Or is that De Niro?
De Niro just had a kid.
One of those gross.
Recently.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Answer. And what city's lake is home to an island that has one of the biggest populations of free-roaming bison in America? You knew it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Will be coming soon.
Well, pretty good showing, Wendy. Just missed the street name, but
better than an Ophir.
Yeah,
much way better than an Ophir. Yeah,
an Ophir. Yeah. Well, thanks for playing and enjoy your day. Okay.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Ciao.
See ya, bud.
You've ever seen a bison up close, like a
buffalo,
like in a
bison.
Like in a zoo type thing.
Yeah, but like right up. Like, have you been to the Parc Omega there in Quebec?
I have
they
not.
They come right up to your, like, they're so big.
Do you feed them?
How big. You're not supposed to feed them. They're in a separate area from, like, the deer and all the stuff you're supposed to feed there.
Why? Is it me, or they have such sad eyes?
They do. They always look exhausted.
Like, even when you just look at their eyes, you're like, man, I was.
They got to carry on that dumb hump everywhere they go. They're so tired. They're huge. They're great. I love them. They stink. I don't know.
Most animals stink. I mean, it's true. Yeah, we would also stink if we didn't regularly clean ourselves.
Some people do.
Like if we, if as humans, the only method for us to clean ourselves was to roll in dirt and lick our own body parts, we would be very smelly.
Yes, that's true.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot of the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. I'll go first, guys.
Okay.
Sorry, the mayor is texting me.
Oh, wow. Big time.
Yeah, you know.
Big time, Chris Biggs.
He says, I'm calling. Is that the right number? It's just ringing. Yes.
Well, yeah.
But we're doing something.
Here, do you want to have him on with Circle Time as
we're
well?
We're doing something.
We can put it on right now.
All right. Answer if you want.
All right. Put him on.
Hey.
Good morning, Mayor.
We're on the radio, man. Okay. Mr. Mayor. No, he's not speaking to us, making us look like crazy folk. Is this what's happening right now? Mark! Okay.
All right, I hung up on him.
Yeah, yeah.
What time did you tell him to call in today? Because he was calling in, right?
7:40.
Yeah, except for
7:40. Well, it is 7:37.
Yeah.
He's just being prepared.
Yeah.
Anyways, in the U.S., guys, the airlines are now being forced legally, so this might come up here. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are here, to reimburse folks when there is delays or cancellations.
I'm surprised this is not already happening and commonplace.
Yeah, they've been able to either give you vouchers or reschedule you without having to sort of...
Okay.
But now, they just automatically have to reimburse you if you ask for it.
Oh, I see.
Entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credit. So you can accept, you can still accept it.
I see. Were they, like if your flight was totally canceled and they couldn't book you, were they not giving you refunds before? Is that not just common business practice? If you can't satisfy your customer with their product, you would give them money back.
But they didn't have to. They could have just given you vouchers or rescheduled your flight. So I don't know what the rules are here. But I would hope that should be like you said that should be the commonplace.
I would think.
Thing. Would you not?
Yeah.
Anyways, who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Like, what is going on with these athletes? A CFL player, former, Sean Lemon, Grey Cup champ with the Owls last year, former Stampeder, has been suspended indefinitely by the league after a CFL investigation revealed he bet on league games, including one in which he played in. It's like, what is going on?
All these athletes, well...
The Raptors guy was pretty wild, obviously. He's been banned for life from playing in the NBA. Just last 2 weeks ago.
There's so many pro athletes. One or two of them are going to do something real dumb.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it is a bit of a, I guess, almost a head scratcher for some of your not as smart athletes where they have betting advertisements on their helmets.
And
then they're like, well, why can't I bet? We expect them to be good at their sport, not good at everything else.
Now, they did say the game that he bet on himself, none of the bets had any effect on the outcome of the game and this and that. So,
still, though, you shouldn't.
Right? You shouldn't.
Not bet on your own sport.
Yeah.
Just do your own sport completely.
Yeah. Right?
There's enough gambling out there that you can.
Yeah.
You can get your itch without having to bet on the sport you play professionally, you would think.
Where people can bet on you.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go down the road where. People already think, ref's in on it. Coach is in on it. He's sitting the guy so that he doesn't get his minutes or something, his shots on goal. People are already kind of like that before. Now when these are coming out all the time, everyone's going to say, see?
Yeah. Anyway,
bad luck.
Jason, what do you got?
Well, there's a list that came out of the top 10 everyday irritations you may encounter.
Okay.
I'll just go over it. Number 10... was a person using up all the toilet paper and not replacing the roll.
I can relate. Yeah, that sucks.
That would be upsetting. When someone could hold the door open for you but just doesn't.
It's irritating, yeah.
Cyclists who hog the road.
Yeah.
You know that.
I think we've all experienced that.
Cyclists.
Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry. I'm more of slow drivers. I was driving through town mid-afternoon yesterday and... the amount of people just going slow for no good reason was infuriating to me.
It's usually when you have somewhere to be. You have an appointment and you're already kind of close.
But I was like, why are you just going 20 under the limit?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Just do the limit. We're good.
Yeah, I didn't want them to speed.
No.
I just wanted them to do an appropriate speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Not remembering a password. People who park badly. People who don't use their turn signals like Chris. Being stuck on hold. Potholes. We know that well.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, God. Yes.
And then this one. Yeah. When someone doesn't clean up after their dog and you step in it. Well, I don't know anyone who doesn't. Who likes to step in poo.
That is irritating. Yeah.
That's happening to you on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Where are you walking? That's a lot.
Like 7 of the 10 of these I could encounter on any given day.
Yeah, well, for sure. And that's why they're the top 10.
Like, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So.
I hate when you hit a pothole. Oh.
And you can't avoid it. You don't see it till the last second.
Yeah, yeah. Or you don't even see it at all. Mm. Like you're looking left to or something. And then bang!
Then your traction control goes on.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't go. And it's even left. It's not safe at all because you can't give it gas. Because if you're on a dry road, but you hit a pothole.
Thank God there's almost no potholes in the other way.
Thank God.
Such pothole-free roads.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know, big fancy deal over here. We get big fancy phone calls all the time, including the mayor of our city, who is calling us from London. When you messaged me yesterday, I thought you were in like London, Ontario. And I was like, why? Who? What's the big deal? Why is he? Okay, great. But it's not. You're in London, England, pitching our city to that country. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
good morning, guys. Great to chat with you. And we've got a great delegation here from Ottawa Tourism and Invest Ottawa, and we're promoting tourism to Ottawa and trying to attract more big events to the city.
Nice.
And also more businesses to expand in Ottawa and invest in Ottawa. So it's been a lot of meetings, but it's been really, really productive. We've met with a lot of people who are very interested in our city.
That's nice. That's great. When the nightmare position eventually gets filled, is this something that he or she would be tagging along, pitching as well, or no?
Not necessarily. Yeah, the nightlife commissioner, which is the actual name for the job.
Come on.
Yeah, nightlife commissioner, please.
Okay, all right.
Mayor is my job.
Yeah. That's going to be more about working with the businesses in Ottawa that are in the nightlife economy, restaurants and bars and music, event promoters, that sort of thing, to make it easier for them to do well and create a stronger nightlife economy in Ottawa. That's very exciting.
And in between all these meetings, pitching our town, you just decided to squeak out and run a marathon, while you were doing that also? In between a couple lunches? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Timing. Yeah. The timing worked out great, and the London Marathon was on, and I was going to run, that morning anyway. So I signed up for the marathon and managed to get in and had a great experience running all around London. It's a great event, 50,000 participants, lots of fun, and big crowds cheering everybody on, very much like our race weekend. Mm. And actually, Ottawa Race Weekend had a booth at the London Marathon Expo, and I spent some time there a few days ago and promoted the Ottawa event that runners who are participating in the London Marathon know about our event and can come to Ottawa and participate. So it's a great way to promote our city.
Did you wear our shoes?
I did not wear the shoes. I don't want to wreck them.
Oh, all right, fine.
If you don't know, we gave Mayor Sutcliffe a pair of commemorative Biggs and Barr running shoes.
Yeah.
Which are proudly displayed on the top shelf in my office.
Ooh, right top now. Shelf.
Ooh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
Very prominent. Only place ever we've been put on a top shelf.
Yeah.
Now, what's going on with this bike lane shenanigan here in town? Are people happy or mad or what? Like, you've changed some rules or some rules have been changed?
Well, I'm happy because last summer, as you probably know, there was a bit of a debate in our community about whether to close Queen Elizabeth Driveway to cars and open it to bikes and runners and walkers. And I'm a cyclist and a runner, and I support the NCC's active transportation plans where they close parkways on the weekends and on holiday Mondays and make that space available for recreational use. I just didn't feel that one stretch of Queen Elizabeth Driveway between Pretoria and Fifth Avenue was the best place to do it because it created a ton of congestion in the glebe, and we heard a lot of concerns expressed by residents that cars were driving on their residential roads instead of on a main thoroughfare.
Sure. Yeah.
And it meant that it was harder for emergency vehicles to get into the area. For so sure. they listened to all that feedback, and I'm very grateful to the NCC for having incorporated that feedback into their plans for this year. And so that stretch of road will be closed on the weekends only instead of being closed 7 days a week. And so that way people will still be able to drive on that road on weekdays when they're getting to where they're going, and it won't create the same congestion problems we had last year. So I'm very pleased about that.
Well, that's a good positive. Because you don't want to make the people in the Glebe mad because they have all the money.
Yeah, a good chunk of it. Yeah,
yeah. Powerful people in the Glebe.
Yeah. Well, no, that just makes sense. Like, it's a logical decision. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Good. All right.
Yeah. It's a good decision.
Well, when are you coming back?
Coming back on the weekend, and got some family stuff happening on Sunday, and then back to work in the office Monday morning.
Nice. Well, thanks for checking in. Did we hear right that you were sleeping in a sea container when you were out there or something like that just to save money?
Yeah, there's a hotel in London called Sea Containers. It's an odd.
Yeah.
It's an odd name for a hotel, but it's a nice hotel. And that's where we had a big reception. Mm-hmm. We had a big reception for about 200 event organizers and tourism operators and people who are very, very keen on doing business with Ottawa. So great night.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, you're always working even when you're not. And we appreciate you checking in and wish you a safe flight back. And, if you ever need anything from us, you let us know.
Of course.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you guys soon. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Mark. Take care. Right,
that is the mayor of our city there, Mark Sutcliffe, pitching Ottawa to London, trying to get the Brits over here. A tea festival or something. Biscuits and tea.
Yeah. Sign me up.
We know it's not going to be a dental convention.
No, they're not coming for the dental conference.
That is for sure.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106. With Joke Text.
Myself and Jay Barr over there read the best jokes you text in to Jamie, whichever one lasts at the hardest wins.
Let's go.
What do kids play when their mom is using the phone?
What?
Board games. Because they're bored.
Why should you never date a tennis player?
Why?
Because love means nothing to them.
What do you call an ant who fights crime?
What?
A vigilante.
A cow doesn't produce milk. Is it a milk dud or an utter failure?
Yeah.
What's the smartest insect?
What?
Spelling bee.
I rescued a cow from a slaughterhouse. I call him Jake from Steak Farm.
What?
That's a good one.
That is good.
What does a storm cloud wear under his raincoat?
What?
Thunderwear.
Oh, okay. Steak Farm.
Weasel walks into a bar. Bartender says, "What do you want?" Pop goes the weasel.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Why?
Because she was stuffed.
Oh.
What did one fly say to the other?
What?
Is this stool taken?
Oh.
Meaning poop.
Yeah, dang it, poop.
Why did the soccer player take so long to eat dinner?
Why?
Because he thought he couldn't use his hands.
Good God.
These are bad.
Good gracious.
Did you hear the rumor about butter?
No.
Oh, I'm not going to spread it.
Name the kind of tree you can hold in your hand.
What?
Palm tree.
Palm tree, yeah. That'd be actually impossible.
I knocked on my fortune teller's door and she said, "Who is it?" So I left.
Oh, yeah. She didn't know.
Didn't know. She had fortune
no windows
she,
either.
Oh, yeah. No windows.
Get a ring cam.
What's a cat's favorite dessert?
What?
A bowl full of mice cream.
That's ridiculous.
How did the Jedi get to the store?
How?
He walked,
yeah. Where did the music teacher leave her keys?
Where?
In the piano.
Okay, sure.
What's Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Banana.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What did the policeman say to his hungry stomach?
What's that?
Freeze, you're under a vest.
Yeah. We get that every week, it seems.
Yeah.
What do you call a hockey player in a leaky barn?
What?
Grain Wetski.
Get out of here. That's amazing.
That's the winner.
That's 100%.
Has to be the winner.
Better than that.
Yeah. There's no joke better than that one today.
Crane Wetsky.
Crane Wetsky.
Congrats. You got yourself both $100 in Lotto and $500 in Shoppers Drug Mart. The big value event on now at Shoppers Drug Mart. Big savings throughout the store. And incredible PC Optimum offers. Restrictions apply. Congrats.
Ow.
Crane Wetsky.
That was a good one. Jake from Steak Farm was pretty close.
That was pretty good one also. Yeah. Not a bad round today. Thank you, everybody, for all your jokes. If we didn't get to them, save them for next time. There's been a dolphin murder, boys.
Okay.
A dolphin's been murdered with a gun. We'll explain coming up on you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. A circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot on the show, dedicate to each bringing a story to the table the others might not be aware of. Jason, you wanted to go first. Yeah.
Well, it's just this speed limit raising thing that they brought up yesterday. So there's a bunch of different highways in the province where they're going to raise the speed limit to 110 K an hour. The most significant one close to us is from the is on the 416 from the 401 to Ottawa, or from Ottawa to the 401. Depending on which way you're going.
I mean, everyone's doing a buck 10 anyways, but I guess now you can do your buck 29 and not worry about too big a ticket.
So. I understand people go faster anyway, but in the, like, think about economics of it, they're going to have to change all these signs, get them printed up. Yeah. It seems to be a waste of money where you could just have a directive to the police officers. Hey, don't stop anybody going this fast.
They don't anyways.
Yeah.
I've never got Nick doing 10 over.
No.
You're at least doing 15 for them to grab you. Right? So now it's just 15 above that again. So you just increase the top end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but.
Yeah, people do it anyway. But, like, they could have just not made new signs for it.
Yeah.
It just had a directive.
I hear you.
Standard operating procedure. Sure. What we do. Internal memo.
But I guess when you have people in city or in area that are not from the area. You want people that understand that it's a buck 10, even though the signs haven't changed or losing it.
Well, there's still usually two lanes, right? So you could be in the slow lane, and then the faster people go in the left lane.
Not many people know that kind of unwritten rule, though.
I did yell at someone yesterday for that. Yeah. For going 86 in the left lane
on
the 417 at Eagleson.
That's rude.
Yeah, I would take everything in me not to... say terrible words that I would probably regret.
I said terrible words, but no one was in the car with me. My window was closed, and to be honest, they didn't even acknowledge me. They were that oblivious. So it was really just frustrating for me.
Yeah.
But I felt better after I yelled.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I told you.
You've been telling us for years. Just keep yelling. You'll feel better.
Yeah, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a Canadian couple from Coquitlam, BC, they have been thrust into the limelight after a photo they took on a family vacation showed a shadowy figure poking out of the water on Loch Ness.
They're all over
the news.
That's ridiculous.
I saw the picture on the TV here today. It could be a can floating in the water. It could be anything.
Well, that super zoomed in one there. I've been where they've taken the picture from. I've literally been.
Yeah, you went to Loch Ness.
This castle kind of thing on the lake. Yeah, because my wife loves Loch Ness Monster and all that. I have pictures of her just staring at the lake while we're on a boat. Anyway.
These
people say, we weren't expecting a pivotal moment in our son's life. Because they went with their 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Who obviously,
he's not going to remember.
He doesn't care.
Obviously, to him, that is the Loch Ness Monster. But they are saying that they believe that that's what they got.
Could be literally anything. Yeah. I'm looking at the picture.
I told you. It could be a can floating in the water. It could be absolutely anything.
It could be a beaver's head poking out.
It's the worst picture ever taken, maybe, in all of...
Yeah.
Like, it's... Anyways, whatever.
You're just
let them have their time.
If you've never been, go. Go on the little boat tour. You get off. There's this wicked cool castle. And then you can go to the Loch Ness Museum where you think it's going to be all like this stuff about it. And then they just debunk every theory possible.
We've not seen a thing.
Yeah.
When's the last time I saw them? Nobody's seen it.
But we'll take your money.
Yeah. But think it might be here if it was real, but it's not.
Yeah.
So. buy this, please.
Yeah.
Support the local economy.
Yeah.
You might see something out there.
This hat with fake red hair. Please buy this, please. Yeah.
Buy this Jimmy hat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy? Yeah. You see the Loch Ness today? No, eh?
Yeah,
right. Thanks for coming. See you tomorrow.
That's it. From fictional sea creatures to real ones, Guys.
Yeah.
There's been a dolphin murder. Officials offer $20,000 reward in case of young dolphin found shot to death on a Louisiana beach.
Okay.
Well, that's sad.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't advocate shooting dolphins on beaches, but yeah. I mean, 20 grand?
A necropsy conducted by the whoever Institute in New Orleans found multiple bullets lodged in the dolphin's carcass, including the brain, spinal cord, heart. Also, the animal appeared to have died from the trauma, obviously.
Yeah, it happens when you get shot.
Officials say they are seeking information that can lead to identifying of a suspect in arrest or prosecution. In this case of dolphin murder. Who's running around
shooting dolphins?
Shooting dolphins.
That's one thing.
Like, what kind of jackass is doing that?
Now, they are a little rude. As you know, one bit my toe. My toe bit by a dolphin.
They're rapey, too. They're a bit
rapey.
Yeah,
they'll hold you down. They'll pin you.
They've been known to pin people down and have their way with them. It's not a joke. It's actually true. Yeah. But if you're just swimming by, what kind of idiot stick thinks it's cool to fire a couple rounds into a dolphin? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
But again, we don't know the story. It might have been assaulting somebody. It might have been
maybe
trying to, who knows?
That's the thing.
Have its way with someone in shallow water. Yeah. And the husband came running down like, that's it. Back, back, back.
Could have grabbed a dog. I don't know. Dogs swimming in the ocean.
They usually play with them when you see them with dogs. Yeah. Sure. They swim around them.
They're fairly friendly. I've been around dolphins, in the wild.
Mostly friendly. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's terrible. You think they'll solve it?
Like with the reward?
They put $20,000 out there.
Who put up the money, do you know?
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like the law enforcement. There's probably a lot of human cases that could be solved with a $20,000 reward.
There's $100,000 in fines up if they find somebody. Yeah, you're right, though. Like, you don't see a whole lot of $20,000 rewards for information
for some
on
missing
murder. There's more money put up for this dolphin than there are for a lot of people.
Yeah, they're trying to serve a noble purpose.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Something fishy.
Blowhole.
They're not fish. They're not fish. They're mammals.
Yeah. All right. I think we're fin.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Brought it home with that one.
Puns in different languages.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. You brought it home with that one.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Our main task is to amplify your voice in a feature recall, the Dougie Line.
It's Ottawa's answering machine, the Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
You got something you want the city to hear, the world to hear, you leave it on our Dougie Line, 216-349. And we say the world because our podcast is listened to all over the world.
Yep.
On every single continent.
That's true. That's not a lie.
Yeah, no, it's not true. If you want to hear it, you can hear it on wherever you listen to podcasts or search the Biggs and Barr Show. But what message do we have for our Dougie Line today?
About laughing.
Okay.
Just wondering, if you could ever tell someone was a complete D-bag just by the way they laughed. So I was quoting a job the other day, and we were talking about a hockey team. We were just chirping a little bit, and he goes, ha, 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 ha. In my mind, I was like, there's no way this guy laughs like that.
I mean, people have weird laughs.
That would be tough.
So I'm going to take the positive here because he says, can you spot a D-bag by their laugh? I think you could also spot a great person by their laugh.
For
you know
sure.
what I mean? Some people, their laugh is so infectious and you just want to be around them.
Yeah. And then there's some terrible people that have great laughs.
Yeah, you're right.
I think they're separate.
Yeah.
I mean, it might give you an insight.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's that type of laugh or if they never laugh.
Yes.
Like if you're around people that never genuinely laugh, that's usually a sign. A bigger sign to me than somebody who just has a...
Yeah.
Yeah. The Baja Hars are like a Baja. They're either Buttes or they're the worst. One or the other. We work with a guy that had the best laugh ever. He doesn't work here anymore.
Works for the Titans. Yeah. The baseball team. He had the greatest laugh I've ever heard.
It's the best. It's the absolute. And it's genuine. Like, it's not fake and it's quick. He was a, anyways, good guy. What else you got?
Okay, I talked yesterday the other day about going to the trampoline park doing belly helicopters.
Right.
Someone has called in with a PSA for me.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, don't fall on your belly. I took a stunt course years ago, and we had to do falls off of several levels of scaffolding onto a big, thick mat. And they specifically said that if you land on your belly, you're going to break your back.
Yeah, but not at the trampoline park.
No.
Only launching from the height your own legs can push you.
And you're not jumping off a four-story building.
No. He's a valid point he makes, but yeah. not at the trampoline park.
Yeah. I just don't like the name.
No, the belly helicopter.
It sounds like something else. Yeah, like that something you shouldn't be doing at a trampoline park.
No, something you'd show us in the dressing room.
That we witnessed in a hockey dressing room.
That would hurt on the floor.
Many times.
No, but anyway, you can figure it out.
No.
Belly helicopter. I'm sorry. I'm
you
lost.
Are.
I don't know.
You're not lost.
Lying. I don't know.
You're not lost.
No idea.
It was your friend that did it. Your friend. You brought him into the room.
It's true.
And he did that. And now it's in my head until I die.
But now he's our
until
friend.
Until I die.
Yeah, he's our friend
he's
now.
He's our friend now.
But when he did it, he wasn't really our friend.
You invited him in.
Well, I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't know he was going to do that. And I didn't know he was going to, someone else was going to throw pizza toppings at him while he was doing it. We're just going to leave it. We're not even going to explain.
Yeah.
Flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you're doing it at trampoline parks. See what's happened here? Anyways.
Joe.
It's not the same thing. Got another caller?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. We're good for just going to leave it on. Laughing and belly
laughing and lying. Lying and laughing. Old Seinfeld line there.
You got me. Yeah. You want to reach the Dougie line? It's 216-349-216-DOUGIE.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Well, thanks as always for tuning in. Don't forget, another name for our payday coming up at 9 o'clock with Amy. Keep listening so you can get paid to listen to this radio station. World Tour kicks off Monday. AC/DC in Wembley. That's pretty sweet, if you ask me.
That's like top tier.
Yeah, there's not many shows bigger than that in the world of rock and roll.
Top shelf.
Like, just to go see AC/DC is one thing. And then also just to go to Wembley Stadium is one thing. Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
See a football match or something. Holy.
Hot diggity damn. Our podcast, like we told you, iTunes, Spotify. Follow all our social. Anything else, gents?
There's a new Motley Crue tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We'll see how that is.
Should be fancy. We'll see you then. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.